Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Network, and we want to talk about who really runs America. Those of you who have heard my quotation from Woodrow Wilson, it comes from his book, The New Freedom. You know, since I entered politics, I primarily had men to come to me in private. They know that, and some of the biggest men in America, in commerce or in manufacturing, are afraid of somebody or afraid of something. They know there is a power there, so observing, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so pervasive, so complete that they best not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. In other words, Woodrow Wilson was saying that there was a power in America that was so powerful that everybody feared it. Of course, he didn't realize he was himself was under their power because, of course, he was under the influence of Colonel House, who controlled both the Wilson and the early years of the Roosevelt administration because he was deeply involved in the occult. And you can read the remarks made by Ambassador Girard in 1917, where he talked about the 52 families that ruled America, or so the remarks by Mayor Hyland of New York, and we have all of these. In 1922, wrote an article in the New York Times, talked about this invisible government we have. And it has always existed in one form or another. But in recent years, it has existed in the form of something called the Trilateral Commission. And there's nobody better to talk about the Trilateral Commission than our guest this morning, Patrick Wood of the August Review. Patrick had written two books back in the late 1970s, early 1980s with Anthony Sutton, Professor Anthony Sutton, about this organization. Made up, well, about 300 people, but 80 to 120 of them are Americans, and they are the men who rule America, who determine our foreign policy, and really are the men who direct the course, not only of America, but certainly the world. And with that as a background, Patrick, would you like to pick up the story of the Trilateral Commission? Because you've been following it ever since it was formed back there in the early 70s, haven't you?
Well, just about, Dr. Stan. It was about 1976 when the Trilateral Commission really came into my radar, and that was because of the political activity of our president elected back then, James Earl Carter. Because Carter was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and he subsequently brought many people into his administration who were also members of the Trilateral Commission, and this caused us to take a real strong look at what was going on, and we found a very disturbing reality back then, and that was that that this very small and elite group had managed to capture the presidency of the United States, and
that was in 1976. They got their man elected because they had picked James Carter to be the president. Carter to be the president. I had been picked by David Rockefeller and Brzezinski, who organized the Trilateral Commission for him. He was their candidate, and they got him elected. This obscure governor from Georgia, nobody had ever heard of, but it's amazing how they created him.
He was a created president, and it's interesting to note that Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, actually wrote quite proudly that it was he who picked who handpicked Carter to run for president, and he also was Carter's mentor and tutor in foreign policy and in trade policy. And, you know, basically, the thing that made Carter attractive to these people was that he was a clean slate. He was, moldable clay, if you will, didn't have any predisposition to any position or another. And he turned out for them. He turned out to be a very good choice because he was like a lump of clay, and they made him into exactly what they wanted him to be.
and they controlled his administration. And then it was under his administration that, of course, Saddam Hussein came to power, that we toppled the government of Nicaragua, brought the communists to power there, that we toppled the Shah of Iran and brought the Ayatollahs to power in Iran, and then laid the foundation for the Afghan War, which created this radical Islamic movement.
Right.
And everybody talks, oh, isn't it terrible about radical Islam? It was a creation of Zbigniew Brzezinski and, of course, the Carter administration. But people have forgotten. We financed this. We created this. And it didn't make any sense back in 79. But if you realize we needed an enemy for this time in history, these people plan not in years, but in decades.
Well, that's correct. And Brzezinski was widely written back then. He'd written lots of things. He's an academic type, even though he kind of went in and out of government a few times. But Brzezinski wrote very boldly about creating a new international economic order. And this was the specific purpose of the Trilateral Commission coming into existence, was to create a new international economic order. That would supplant and replace the current one back then. And this is exactly what they've done. This is the brand of globalization we see today. That was the policy that was written about and envisioned back then. It may not be 100%, things change along the way, but 80% of their policy back then is basically what we have today with our modern day globalization. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were quite outspoken. They were quite outrageous back then. A lot of people just brushed off what Brzezinski wrote because, he's just some crackpot or something in a university that, who knows what professors say, and they didn't take him seriously.
Well, Barry Goldwater did, and in his book With No Apologies, he explained. He said the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to take over the commercial and financial interests of the world by first seizing control of the American government. And what the average American doesn't understand is they have controlled the American government since then. And in one of your recent articles, you laid it out so clearly how in each successive administration, Republican or Democrat, didn't matter, they were in control. Would you like to cover that just briefly for our listeners?
Well, yes, they have dominated both political parties, the Republican and Democrat, and unfortunately their presence in both parties have essentially broken the political system in America. We don't have choices anymore.
You're absolutely right. When we get back, I want you to explain what happened during the Reagan administration and who really ran it, and then the present administration. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Our guest is Patrick Wood, and I asked him to discuss how they have controlled the government ever since, you know, they put Jimmy Carter in power. So what happened during the Reagan administration? How were they able to influence the government, the executive branch of government at that time?
Well, as we were talking, Dr. Stan, the Trilateral Commission made a very careful study of dominating both political parties. And Rockefeller and Brzezinski, who chose the initial membership wisely on their part, chose members from both political parties. So they operated easily with Jimmy Carter. But then with the election of Ronald Reagan, they operated just as easily through George H.W. Bush, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission.
So basically, of course, then Bush is put in as vice president, and he really runs things after Reagan. It was so interesting that it was the son of one of George Herbert Walker Bush's friends, a man named Hinckley, who tried to kill Reagan. And after that, he sort of let George actually control most of the things. I don't think he wanted to get shot again.
Well, of course.
Maybe it was just a coincidence that the son of a close friend of George Herbert Walker Bush was a man named Hinckley. But that... probably just a coincidence.
Well, it could be, could not be. The bottom line was George H.W. Bush did basically the same thing that Jimmy Carter did. He brought in members of the Trilateral Commission into government, and of course he became president himself. The hammerlock continued. Now, when the pendulum swung the other way with the election of William Jefferson Clinton. Bill Clinton was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and he did the very same thing. He brought in members of the commission and the policies into the executive branch. And then, of course, when George W. Bush, the son of George H.W., came in, he himself was, of course, he's a dedicated globalist, but he himself was not a member of the Trilateral Commission, but Dick Cheney was. And so the hammerlock on the executive branch continued across all the political spectrums, Democrat, Republican. We haven't had a choice in administrations truly since starting in 1976. And of course, people would make arguments before that too, but you know, we're just talking about modern history here. This is clearly documented, and they have broken both political parties beyond repair. We've studied this today, and you know, looking at how can we unwind the tentacles of these people in both political parties, and basically the parties are so dysfunctional right now that America is otherwise in a gridlock. We're absolutely in a gridlock because these people have messed us up so bad.
And of course, anybody who knows what's going on in Washington D.C. realizes that George W. Bush is a script reader. I mean, you take away his script, and you see a very, very inadequate young man.
Much like Ronald Reagan.
Right. And, of course, but Dick Cheney is the man who really directs everything going on. And, of course, Dick Cheney had to resign from the Trilateral Commission when he became vice president. So who did they put in to take his place?
You mean who did they put in the Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, Lynn Cheney, his wife.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Lynn Cheney's wife. What are her qualifications to be a member of the... what are there, 120 members of this?
That's right.
American members of this elitist group?
She is a member in her own right, too. It's not, She's not there because of Dick Cheney. She's there because of herself. She's a very powerful woman, very influential.
Now, basically, you've got a list of all the members in your latest August Review, don't you?
Yes, it's on the August Review website for anybody to pull down. It's the 2006 membership list.
And ladies and gentlemen, go there. How can they get to your website? That's an important article.
They can get there by going to www.augustreview.com. It's August like the month, and then the word review. And we have a host of information there on globalization and the Trilateral Commission and how they've played the stuff. Virtually every article and report that we've written makes some reference to how members of the Trilateral Commission figure into the globalization scheme in the world today.
And, Chris, you know, who controls the banking in America? Well, it's controlled by the central bank, which is the Federal Reserve System. Which one of the members of which chairman of the Federal Reserve have been members of the Trilateral Commission?
Well, gosh, we've had starting the most important starting with Paul Volcker some years ago, but we've had and not just the chairman of the Fed. We've had members, members of the commission have also been involved with the other Federal Reserve banks, the regional Federal Reserve banks around the country. And I think all in all, let me just check one of my stats here. I think that what we see, let's see, this is just in the current list, not the previous. In the Trilateral Commission membership, we have two chairmen of the board, two presidents of the World Bank, the director of the International Monetary Fund, and chairmen and CEOs of several prominent global banks, like Chase Manhattan, Chase Morgan, or excuse me, Chase and Citicorp, and others, and the lineage, the banking lineage in the Trilateral Commission is absolutely unmistakable. Currently, for instance, members of the commission, we have Paul Wolfowitz is president of the World Bank, Paul Volcker, of course, was chairman of the Fed, Alan Greenspan. We have
controlled it for 18 years and set out, in my opinion, to destroy the value of our currency, and did completely succeed in bankrupting our country.
Exactly.
So came from the and Paul Volcker, Alan Greenspan, and Paul Volcker both came from this little group, only 120 people.
That's right. And
small number of people to control such a big nation.
This is statistically impossible. To have such a small group contribute so many, percentage-wise, so many people to top positions in government, except that there was some other factor going on. It would not happen at random in 100 million billion years. So we can look at this, and only a very foolish, ignorant person would look at this and say, well, this is just coincidence, and, these people, after all, are talented. They should be in government. But we look at the people, we look at the positions they've held, and the original goal of the Trilateral Commission to create a new international economic order fits this MO perfectly. Why not have a chairman of the Federal Reserve in your pocket, if you will, if you wanted to create a new international economic order? Why not have a Secretary of Treasury in your pocket or a Secretary of Commerce in your pocket? If you wanted to create a new international economic order, these are the people obviously would do those sorts of things.
And of course, the thing is, I do not believe that they take them in after they're appointed. They are appointed because they are members of the Trilateral Commission, and that's how you get to be the chairman of the Federal Reserve System.
That's exactly how you get
to be the vice chairman of the 9-1-1 Commission that's going to investigate what happened on 9-1-1 to find out. Who was responsible, so we can tell the American people the truth, or maybe cover up the truth.
That's right.
Speaking of Lee Hamilton, of course.
The first person nominated to the 9/11 committee, to chair the committee, was Henry Kissinger, you remember. Kissinger is a longtime original member of the Trilateral Commission. He's been involved in many nefarious activities over the years since the Nixon administration. And as it turns out, I just saw an article today. Robert Woodward just released a book in which he claims that even to this day that George W. Bush continues to receive frequent secret visits from Henry Kissinger, who he considers a mentor.
Isn't that interesting? So here is a founding member of the Trilateral Commission making secret visits. Why were they have to make secret visits?
Why are they
covering up from the American people?
You just realize that he's just in an advisory position, not in any position, but he's a private citizen now. He's not involved in government, and I'm sure private citizens call him the president. I think they probably should be allowed to. But it's just interesting that it's Henry Kissinger, and Kissinger is a member of the Trilateral Commission, and Kissinger was the person that George Bush put forth first, knee-jerk reaction to chair the 9/11 committee, and there was so much outcry from everybody across country that Kissinger virtually immediately removed his name from consideration. But the fact that Bush would even nominate Kissinger shocked me. Because he should have known better. He should have known it was, the resistance against Kissinger, but apparently he didn't. He thought, well, that would be just fine. And of course, the reason Kissinger had to be disqualified is that his company, Kissinger and Associates, counted as major clients most of the countries in the Middle East. So, how could you have an impartial investigation when you're receiving millions and millions of dollars from the people you're trying to indict?
Just remember, it was Paul Bremer, Henry Kissinger's man, who was the presidential envoy to Iraq back in 2003, right after we had done the job. I think the mission accomplished was George Bush's term. We've defeated Iraq. We've deposed Saddam Hussein. Now we can have peace there. And it was Paul Bremer from Kissinger Associates, or formerly with Kissinger Associates, who dissolved the Iraqi army and the Iraqi police force and the Iraqi civil service and laid the foundation for the civil war that's there. These people are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the foolish American people to understand we really do have a ruling elite. They have an agenda, and they're carrying it out very, very efficiently.
Exactly.
And now, Chris, the thing is that most people do not understand, what do we have, about 100, 120 Americans, and then we have about 300 people altogether. We have representatives from Europe and from Asia. Who are these people from the other countries?
Well, they're people of the same caliber, the same quality, if you will, as the North American members. They are the movers and shakers in these various countries. The heads of the major banks, the heads of they're in the monetary system. They're the heads of major corporations. You look down the list of the other countries. Some of the names are hard even to pronounce for the American tongue. But you look at these people and you go, wow, it's the same kind of people there as it is here.
And that's why this list of Patricks, you must pull this down. You must get it. You must show it to people. You must let them know. And then you must show them a picture of the logo of the Trilateral Commission. What is the logo is a very strange logo, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it was striking even back when we first noticed it back in 1976. It's essentially a kind of an odd circlish type of a logo, but it's if you kind of look at it like progressively or in a circle, it's three sixes that are put together in kind of a graphic design.
Well, what's in the middle? Did you ever pick that up?
Well,
upside down broken cross.
Exactly. And
why would they find a logo like that? I mean, why would anybody in their right mind have a logo with three sixes in it and an upside down broken cross in the middle?
Well, this was the image that they picked for themselves.
You
ask, were they in their right minds? Well, they weren't in our mind, but in their mind, they were being perfectly, perfectly logical. And this was the flag, if you will, that they chose to fly.
And of course, you actually debated somebody from the Trilateral Commission one time, didn't you?
Oh, many times.
And what did they say when you asked them about their logo?
They would just say that it was just a graphics image that they hired a firm, to make up for them, and that's what they want.
It's a graphic image, but what does it portray? It portrays something from the other dimension, from the other side. 666 is the number of the beast. Why would they display that? And why don't any of our conservative or religious leaders ever talk about it? We'll be right back here with Patrick Wood.
If you're looking for a nice place to rent in Cheyenne, Wyoming, check out this brick home with beautiful wood floors, 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, large family room and big laundry room and basement, nice big backyard with a privacy fence and an RV boat pad, near elementary, junior high, and high schools in a nice neighborhood. Small pets allowed, $1,200 a month plus utilities. Contact Wanda at 307-256-8275.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes. If a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Patrick Wood of the August Review. Patrick, how can people get in touch with your organization, get your material? You gave your website out before, but let's give it out again. And then why don't you tell our listeners really about your ministry and your effort to educate the American people, because you've been at this almost as long as I have.
Well, maybe so. We've certainly been at a long time.
Right.
More years than we want to count, I guess. My information is all available on the internet, and only on the internet at this point, at www.augustreview.com. And the information we have there on globalization and the process of globalization in the world, as sponsored by these people we're talking about today, there's lots of information there. It can be printed off of the website, and so if you need printed copies to give to friends and so on, you can do that. There's no charge for reading our website. We appreciate donations when we get them, because it costs a lot of money to fund this type of stuff, from just internet charges to actually the time it takes to do the research and so on. But we feel this information is so important that
And what about the book that you wrote, Trilateralists Over Washington, Part 1 and Part 2? Are they available anyplace?
Both of those books are available online in a PDF format, Adobe Acrobat Reader format on the website. You have to register on the website in order to access those downloads, but at this point, I'm making both of those books available at no charge to people to read the electronic book version of it, if you will.
And I think it's so important that people know the past. Remember those words of George Santayana, and you ought to memorize them. Those who cannot remember the past
right.
are condemned to repeat it.
That's exactly right.
Those who cannot remember the past. So you need to read what Patrick was writing with our friend Anthony Sutton back there in the late 1970s and early 1980s, the Trilateralists Over Washington. I mean, this is the history. But, of course, it's being played out today. And isn't it interesting? We have a 911 commission. We're going to get the truth through the American people. And yet at least two of the people on the commission, came from the Trilateral Commission. Of course, five of them, including, of course, Philip Zelikow, the executive director, came from the CFR. And that's sort of a farm club for the truly elite. The CFR is the farm club. The elite, the Yankees counterpart, that's the Trilateral Commission with 120 members, American members, who control both political parties, our banking, our corporations, and the media, and ultimately they control the destiny of our nation and seem intent upon plunging us into another war in the Middle East. And the average American has no idea. They control both political parties, and they laugh at the foolishness of the debates, and specifically of the evangelical Christian leaders who are saying, oh, we've got to elect the Republicans, because those Democrats are so bad.
Yes, this is not a Republican or Democrat issue at this point. This is Americans going to be fighting for their survival, and there's a number of reasons to believe right now that the 2010 is a year that's going to go down in history as probably the pivotal year for the United States of America, remaining the United States of America, and this is the date that has been chosen for implementation of the North American Union, which will draw Mexico, the United States, and Canada together into a super state, if you will, similar to the European Union. And that will be a seismic shift in the history of the United States. And so we don't have much time to fiddle with this anymore. And everything that they said that they were going to do, basically they've set out, they've done. They've been, you have to say hats off to them from that respect that they said what they were going to do and they did what they said.
And they laid it all out in their logo.
They laid it all out. It was
and
not.
Of course, but, the American people cannot believe this. And then, of course, they have their Rush Limbaughs and Sean Hannitys and their other commentators who laugh and ridicule at anybody who tries to get the truth out.
Exactly. It would be interesting, just mention in passing, that 60 Minutes this weekend is going to interview Bob Woodward in his new book, State of Denial, which just came out. And I'm not necessarily a fan of Bob Woodward. I'm not endorsing him one way or another. But one of the things he's going to talk about is the secret regular visits to President Bush by Henry Kissinger. This is a very disturbing thing because, as you know, Kissinger is still wanted in some countries around the world for war crimes. He would be arrested if he set foot in certain countries around the world. And that's why he doesn't travel a whole lot. There's few countries he can travel to, but he's viewed as a war criminal in many countries around the world.
And so why would a war criminal being protected by our government be a frequent visitor with the President of the United States?
Well, this is exactly right. And obviously, the thing that we draw from this is that the Trilateral Commission has still continues to have an absolute hammerlock on the executive branch of the most powerful country in the world. And what could you do if you had such a domination over this executive branch? What are the kinds of things that you could accomplish? Well, everything that the Trilateral Commission has written about in the past 35 years, or the members of it have written about in the last 35 years, to bring about a socialistic-oriented world government, world economic system, and so on, This is exactly what they've done, and they're still about the process of doing it, even today in the George W. Bush administration, who most people were suckered into thinking, well, he's a compassionate conservative, isn't he? That must be good. Or he's a born again Christian, isn't he? It must be good. And you know, we got suckered one more time into whatever the marketing spin was they put out, that, oh, this is the president that's going to deliver us from all these bad things. And just the opposite has happened. It's not that not only has he not delivered us, he has taken us headlong into globalization, like in a way we haven't seen before under any of the other presidents. It's absolutely amazing.
And the pro-life Christians of this country, despite the fact that George Bush is, controls both, the Republicans control both the House and the Senate and the executive branch of government, have not been able to do anything about Roe versus Wade. They haven't even done anything about partial birth abortion. They specifically passed the legislation and deleted any effort to exclude the Supreme Court from interfering, and now the partial birth abortion bill is tied up in the courts. They've accomplished after absolutely nothing. They take money away from one UN organization that supports abortion, and they give it to another UN organization that supports abortion, and the conservative Christians are out there cheering, look what our president has done, and nobody ever tells them.
Yes, these are
abortion organization funded by the UN.
Exactly.
And of course, our religious leaders aren't going to tell us that, because most of them really don't know. They belong to organizations that say, my goodness, if the Democrats get back in, why, nothing will ever be done about abortion, and our children will continue to die, and that's right. But nothing has been done when George W. Bush has been in the White House. He says the right thing, he does the wrong thing, and he gets cheers from both sides.
Yes. One of the mottos that we had when I was working with Tony, and other people have suggested this over the years, is to watch what they do, not what they say.
Amen to that. Well, we'll take any calls if you're out there in the listening audience. 970-689-8255. Our guest, Patrick Wood, August Review.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want more information? Call 1-866-577-9760. 1-866-577-9760.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Lewis and Aaron Russo's A Film is being shown at the Regency Theater tomorrow at noon, 2:30 and 7 or 5. Anyway, you could check with the studio here and with a station. But Aaron Russo's film, you need to see it. Aaron's done a good job. Apparently it has a tremendous emotional impact on people, and it deals with America and fascism. Well, that's tomorrow at the Regency Theater at Tamarack Square. But you can call George, get all the details right here at 970-689-8255. Is it Howard who's calling in?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, I'm wondering if the CFR will be utilizing a future 9/11 events in order to further their agenda, and can we look forward to something in the near future?
Well, Patrick, what are your thoughts on that? Did you hear the question?
Well, I did, and if the sense of it is that that an event like 9/11 is orchestrated by the CFR, I probably would have to kind of challenge that thought. But there's no doubt that we are still in the crosshairs of some very evil terrorist organizations that want to destroy this country completely. There's all kinds of reasons to believe that nuclear devices may already be present in the United States and hidden, buried, and so on within major cities. Virtually everybody agrees that in intelligence, government, otherwise, that it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when we have another major strike. And your guess is as good as anybody else's when that might happen.
But you don't believe like a group like the Trilateralists will be involved in that or orchestrate that or give their stamp of approval to it? Or?
Well, you'd have to make that kind of statement, you'd have to believe that members of the Trilateral Commission are in communication with and collaboration with somebody like Osama bin Laden. I personally don't believe that. I don't think there's any evidence whatsoever to that. However, we look back in history and we see that these people are in power in the first place. They've been, in other words, their being in power has been enabled by the stupid policies that members of the Trilateral Commission have exercised while in control of government in the past. I doubt that was naive at that time because it's easier to negotiate with a single dictator than it is to negotiate with a government or with the people of that country. And the fact that the deals are made with Middle Eastern countries, with the leaders of those countries, it's very easy to deal with a sheik. You only have one guy to buy off, if you will. You don't have to worry about his cabinet. You don't have to worry about any kind of a Congress, a legislature, a parliament. You're just basically shaking hands with one guy. Makes it easier to do this. This has been the pattern of these people for well over 100 years. Dealing with dictators and despots is easier than dealing with democratic countries.
So, and that's your question. Yes, I think you're probably right. So thanks so very much for calling.
Uh-huh.
And I really think that we are facing very, very uncertain times here. And
yes.
My fear is, of course, we're going to be pushed intentionally into a war with Iran. What do you think about the idea of going to war with Iran? Because sometime in the next 10 or more years, they might be able to build a nuclear bomb. Do you think that we're justified in going to war?
If you'd like to make a call, please.
Go ahead.
I think there will be justification given for attacking Iran, and they have their agenda, of course, in trying to snuff out the current government in Iran. But I'll tell you, Dr. Stan, putting all that aside, if we don't take out Iran's nuclear capability, they will use it at the very first instance to wipe Israel off the face of the map.
Who brought the Ayatollahs to power back in 79?
Well, the person most right at the center of that was Mr. Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, well, and of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski was
yes.
the National Security Advisor at the
yes.
time. So certainly we brought the Ayatollahs to power in 79, and at the time, it didn't make any sense to me. I mean, why would we destroy an ally? Maybe he wasn't. Nobody's perfect, but certainly he was a very enlightened despot, and And the people, many of the people there in Iran were prospering. Why would we do away with the Shah and bring the Ayatollahs to power? That didn't make sense.
Yes, there was certainly a short-term political agenda back then. I'm not sure that anybody would have envisioned that Islam would have become the major enemy of the Western, culture. But the devil they unleashed, if you will, back then, is what we have today. And the way of the Trilateral Commission and these types of people has been to look for crises, to watch for crises to happen, and then manage those crises to their own benefit. They don't necessarily create all the crises, but they realize that a crisis is opportunity for them to achieve their agenda, namely a new international economic order. And we've seen this happen time and time again in the last 30 years, where things have come up, they've stepped in. In fact, they even have think tanks and study tanks where they actually talk about crisis management and how they can implement policies during periods of crisis. And this is exactly what they're doing today, at the very least, is they're using these crises to their own benefit. And, whether it kills thousands of us in the meantime, it doesn't seem to be nearly as important as them achieving their own agenda of a new international economic order.
And that, of course, is the goal. Because I went through the papers back at the CFR, and in 1938, they were already planning on America's entry into the Second World War. And, of course, that was before Hitler's invasion of Poland. And we have to ask, why were they planning on America going into World War II when it hadn't even started yet? So there are so many things that go along behind the scenes that most people are totally unaware of it.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I appreciate so much your being with us. And, of course, our guest has been Patrick Wood of the August Review. Tony is an expert on the Trilateral Commission. God bless you, Patrick. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Freedom Network, and there are a lot of good people. I mean, a lot of my very, very, very good friends find it impossible to believe that anybody in government should be really have been involved in what happened on 9-1-1. I would simply suggest you read the book written by Robert Baer, which we carry, See No Evil. Robert Baer was a CIA officer working in Kurdistan during the period of the 1990s, and he was there in 1995. And, of course, his whole purpose was to find out, you know, why didn't we try to stop the bombing of the American barracks in Beirut, the American embassy in Beirut, back in 1983. And, of course, this is an underlying theme of the book. And finally, he finds out we knew ahead of time those bombings were going to occur, carried out by Hezbollah, financed by the Iranians. We did nothing to stop it or to save the American lives. And then at the beginning of the book, of course, he quotes one of the most high-ranking CIA officials as saying, off the record, when the dust finally clears, the American people will realize that 9/11 was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. 9/11 was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. We carry the book. You need to read it. You need to understand the implications. You need to read my pamphlets on Foreknowledge 9-1-1. Foreknowledge 9-1-1. You need to see the video Loose Change. You can see it up on the Internet free of charge. You need to go to Professor Jones' website. He's now been laid off, taken off of active duty at Brigham Young University, because he dared to question what we've been told about 9-1-1. But the website, you'll find it, is the Journal of 9-1-1 Studies, www.journalof911studies. Read his article and understand that those buildings did not come down. Certainly Building 7 did not come down because it was hit by a plane. And, of course, when you understand they lied about Building 7, then what else did they lie about? And understand that 9-1-1 was used as a justification to take us into a war with the terrorist movement that was created by Zbigniew Brzezinski of the Trilateral Commission, whose logo is a circle made up of three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down cross. Those of you who would like to help Radio Liberty, we are trying to republish Dr. Dennis Cuddy's excellent book, Secret Records Revealed. It's now coming out with an index and an epilogue, and we want to get it out in the market. You can buy a case of them for $149.95 plus shipping. They're 30 in a case. And, of course, you can sell them. You can give them away. $149.95, a case of Dr. Cuddy's books. You'll get them only after they're printed if we can raise the funding for it. Remember our all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay area on the 29th of October, when we're bringing in the world's leading expert on the New Age and the occult, and on Javier Solana, who is the most powerful man in the world today. Our guest will be Constance Cumby, Chris Pinto, who, of course, produced the award-winning film The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. I'll be here. That's October 29th. I hope you can come. We'll have a great slate of speakers. This is a wonderful area to spend a couple of a week or so. And, of course, you need to make reservations. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to trilateral.org. And look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission and ask, why did they pick that curve? Logo 666. Till tomorrow, the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Fine.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m.